This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Corey Johnson and Carol Masser on Bloomberg Radio.
We are talking about real estate out on the West Coast here. And we also want to talk about what the political campaign means or the potential impact of the presidential elections, what it could mean for the real estate market. Louis Belmonte is with us. He's partner at Seven Hills Properties, and he's joining us here live at the Eisner Amper Real Estate Private Equity Summit West at the Julia Morgan Ballroom in San Francisco. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you.
First of all, we've been talking to everybody here. How do you see the real estate market right now?
Well, the real estate market in the Bay Area is driven by technology. We have a one-horse economy. That horse is technology. As technology goes, so goes our business.
So how's it going?
Well, except we've also got biotech. Are you lumping that in there?
Technology in general. It's a horse with a lot of legs. It's a strong horse, but it's one horse. I mean, we've got a third-rate port and a little wine business and maybe a tourist business if we clean up our streets a little bit, but mostly we're technology. So if funds flow into the technology sector, it spreads everywhere. People buy houses, the kids rent apartments, five at a time, and so everything revolves around how things are going with the technology business and the flow of funds into that business. I'm personally a little concerned about that. We've had a dearth of IPOs, which is one of the huge sources of money coming into the economy. Buyouts appear to be somewhat robust, but not what they were. And I think the VCs are nervous. I don't have any great insight into the VC sector.
We talk to them every day, pretty much, right? I mean, between this and the Bloomberg West.
And they're nervous.
They do. And they're saying different things. They're saying things about talking about burn rates, right? They're talking about
burn rate is a really dumb conversation. I mean, if you've got a commercial space for rent and you're looking at burn rate to see if the tenant is going to last through the term of the lease, that's not a real happy calculation in my view, and that's what we did in the late 90s, and it was stupid. So we got to look at the basic flow of funds, and what I hear is the same as what you hear. VCs are nervous, and they're especially nervous about the amount of their money that's being spent on real estate.
Louis, there's nervousness, and then there's recession, and then there's a lot in between.
Yes.
Where are we?
I say bumping along, stagnant. In general, the economy has been growing at 2% a year. Subtract population growth, it's 1.25%. That sucks.
And you're talking about the overall economy.
Overall economy, and I think the same thing is going on at a somewhat higher level in the technology business. We're just bumping along. There may be some explosions of innovation in biotech. And in robotics, but other than that, I don't see where the next frontier is that's going to create the next flood of money.
It's interesting because, and yet there's so much, just chasing people. We've got the Fed meeting today. We've got, virtually no yield being created either in the public markets in terms of returns. We had a flat S&P last year. We've got an S&P that's now up, 2% for the year this year. And so the money is flowing into from venture investors, from pension investors, from late-stage investments, from mutual funds even, into a lot of these very expensive tech companies.
Well, the mutual funds have obviously backed out because that got very frothy and people were scared. I mean, the general story of what's going on in the world is a futile search for yield. The central banks of the world are stepping on interest rates because, of course, their governments are the biggest deadbeats in the world, and the search for yield is eternal. And I have no idea where it's going, except there's a whole lot of things being invested in that really aren't worth the money.
Well, that's what I want to get to. You talk about the next frontiers. We talk about Apple, right? So much is based on their Apple iPhone, and they're talking about cars, and they're talking about all these other things, and there's virtual reality and artificial intelligence and all this cool stuff and the Internet of Things. And there is a lot of money going into it, but it's not necessarily that next big wave, or we're not sure yet.
Well, the first place with Apple, you should have been able to tell in advance that something was going to go wrong because they're building a new headquarters. Anytime anybody builds a headquarters, short the stock.
This is what's known as the edifice complex.
The edifice complex works almost every time.
This.
If you build a headquarters, short the stock. That's that works every time.
I walked right past the Salesforce Tower today. I'm just saying.
Well, at least Salesforce isn't building their own. Properties is building.
Yes,
they just got their name tacked on it. So, he's smarter than the Apple people, in my view. But
Mark Benioff.
Mark, my neighbor. Mark is a very bright guy. And he actually almost engaged in the edifice complex by buying a lot of land in Mission Bay, but he sold it to the Warriors at a high price. So, you know, he's doing better.
So what about, though, those new frontiers that everybody kind of seems to be banking on?
Well, the fact is that it's never the alligator you're watching that bites you in the ass. I mean, there is something out there, but we haven't seen it yet. And if you look at every one of the really new things, you know, who would have predicted Twitter? Who would have predicted Uber? The cab business went on for hundreds of years and never got disrupted, and then overnight it changes. I don't think it's possible to put your finger out there and say this is the next big thing, because mostly what happens is you get head fakes, and distinguishing between the head fakes and the trends is a very difficult thing to do. And that's technology. It just comes out of nowhere.
I would say that the 2007 collapse in subprime lending and housing, the way it unfolded maybe wasn't evident beforehand, but the fact that there was some sort of a bubble there seemed very evident. And the same is true of the dot-com bubble in the late 90s.
There is no question that you can spot a bubble, but will the bubble deflate rapidly or slowly? Will it deflate with contagion or without contagion? And that's what's impossible to predict. So, you know, in 2007, I'm driving down the road and somebody comes on the radio and says they want to lend me 125% of the value of my house in the form of a second mortgage. I say the world's gone nuts.
And I think that ad was, it's the biggest known brainer in the history of business.
Right.
That was the line on the
ad. So
negative amortization may accrue.
The next day, I put 9 apartment buildings that I owned in Oakland on the market on the theory that they were overpriced and they weren't doing me that much good, and I sold them all as fast as I could. But there's no way to know, you know, how the bubble's going to collapse, because what happened with the subprime bubble is it was magnified with derivatives, which everybody knew.
Right.
We just have about 40 seconds left here. We promised we were going to talk about the elections. Your thoughts, though, you know, the outcome of the elections, could that lead to the bubble bursting or what?
If Hillary Clinton gets elected, we will continue to have stagnation because we will continue to have excess regulation and a tax on business. If Donald Trump gets elected, we might as well shoot ourselves.
So is that how you announce you're running?
Yes.
We can't contribute because we're journalists. Otherwise, we'd be right.
Well, Charles Krauthammer has it right. The only solution is hallucinogens at this point.
Charles Krauthammer has it right. That's the first time that's been said in the Bloomberg Advantage. I can probably see that.
It's an interesting world, to say the
least. Louis Belmonte, partner at Seven Hills Properties. Great having you on.
That was fun.
Thanks.
Here at the Bloomberg Advantage. Corey Johnson and Carol Master live from the Eisner Amper Real Estate Private Equity Summit West at the Julie Morgan Ballroom at the corner of Montgomery and California Street in downtown San Francisco. This is Bloomberg Radio.